Five Evils. Gautama Buddha analyzed his own life and delved into the causes of his own problems and sufferings. He saw that his troubles resulted from five sources. These five sources, or evils, were later expounded upon in the Eternal Life Sutra. They are described as competition, deception, dependency, egotism, and laziness. The first source of trouble is competition. Life is usually viewed as based on the idea of competition, where only the strong survive. People later use Darwin's work to justify that we must fight and struggle among ourselves because only the fittest will win and the weak will be destroyed. This kind of idea spread, became well developed, and formed much of today's cultural values. We can see tremendous competition in the business and political spheres all over the world. In the name of survival and progress, we fight each other. Everyone wants to be a victor and not a victim. Due to the great impact and influence of this idea, there have been advances and inventions in many fields. Yet this competitive consciousness is an underlying cause of much suffering. Gautama Buddha saw this competition in his own life and realized that such a life would not be one of peace. The way of real peace, happiness, and freedom is not the way of competition. The second source of trouble is deception. We have a tendency to deceive others and to be deceived by others. This is evident in the social, political, and business worlds. On a deeper, personal level, we even deceive ourselves. We are not honest to ourselves, and we do not live a sincere, true way of life. We compromise, rationalize, and act insincerely to avoid self-criticism and guilt. The third source of trouble is dependency. It is because of our own dependency that we have many troubles. I depended on it to happen this way, but it didn't happen as expected. Or, I depended on him, but he failed me. Dependency is the source of complaints and pessimism. Gautama Buddha realized this and taught the way of independent living. Independent, not in the sense of being independent from other people or other things, but independent in life itself. A wife might say that she has to depend on her husband, or a person might say he has to depend on his company or on the government. Buddha is not talking in such relative terms. He is talking about being independent and living life itself in a very subjective existential sense. The fourth source of trouble Gautama Buddha pointed out was egotism, the only my way is right type of attitude. There is no need to emphasize the presence of this selfish egotism in all of us. We disregard others and do things at the expense of others, but such a way of life does not lead to real peace and happiness. The fifth source of trouble is laziness. We have to realize that we must exert effort in order to accomplish anything. Gautama knew we had to overcome laziness in our lives. We must work to create our lives, to realize our potentialities to the fullest. The Eternal Life Sutra describes these five sources of trouble that are contrary to a peaceful, meaningful life. Gautama was such a deep introspector that he saw these five wrongs in his own life. It is important to emphasize that Gautama Buddha was a person. Some people think that Buddha was some kind of deity or superhuman being. As a human being, Buddha suffered and had troubles. He still experienced negative feelings. For example, he still experienced the feeling of anger. However, the anger ceased right away. He got upset, but the negative feeling did not control him very long. This time factor is important. Some people get upset and their attitude is, "I will never forget your insult. As long as I live, I will remember your insult." Such a person is trying to keep all the insults and anger for his whole life. Others might keep them for a few years, others for maybe just a couple of weeks, others for maybe just one day. The Buddha forgot it immediately. As humans, we cannot rid ourselves of all negative feelings, but we can learn to transcend them. To do this, the first step is to sincerely make an introspection of our own lives. We must do as the Buddha did. Experience the reality of the sources of suffering in ourselves.